This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the worst we're saying here is not that Tom DeLonge is stupid, but he's sincere. But as you say, his meter for stuff that isn't quite true, in whatever way you wish to say that, is not really working at full speed. Or maybe he's read so many books his mind is overwhelmed. He's not distinguishing.
True.
And again, do we expect that a person who is skilled at making music is necessarily a good business person? It doesn't mean they're not. But we can't assume, because maybe as a member of Blink 182, he made a lot of money, that he knows outside of that band, outside of business advisors, how to take that into another field. No insult.
No, and you got to actually give him credit for trying. I've tried a few businesses myself, and they've paid my way, but they've been a lot more work than I planned to begin with for what I got out of them. And one of the things I heard someone say who had been very successful is you don't get good at business until you fail a number of times. Everyone who's tried in business has failed at some point. And so just the fact that he's gotten out there and made such a big splash and made an effort in his own way to try to do something to bring this to the world's attention and make something out of it, I don't have a problem with that at all. And really, I think if he repackaged the whole thing and tried again, that he might have more success.
Yeah, and that may happen in the future. But yeah, some things might have to change. And I think one of the things that changed after he gave that presentation with Joe Rogan is that, yeah, probably someone told him, maybe you shouldn't talk about all these, you know, really, really out there ideas you have of UFOs. Maybe you should keep it simple, you know, nice and easy. Don't go and say that you believe that the titans of Greek mythology were actually ancient aliens, you know, because that doesn't sell well, your idea.
You were going to say before the break something about the Billy Meier saucers. I mean,
he posted one of those Billy Meier's photographs from the 80s, and he kind of like said, well, I only know that this photo appeared before Photoshop, you know, so therefore, you know, who knows?
Well, this is why it would really have helped him, in my opinion, to have an actual ufologist on his advisory team. Someone who already knows what's fake, what pitfalls to avoid, what traps not to let yourself fall into in order to look credible, and someone who maybe has a little more business acumen and a publicist and that's some better planning. I think if he'd gone that route, it would have gone completely different for him, at least with respect to the ufology community. And for a lot of people, he might have gotten a lot more credibility and a lot more investment, too.
I agree. I mean, I remember how much I cringed on that Joe Rogan interview. I mean, Joe's assistant was finding videos of triangular UFOs, quote-unquote, that he pulled out of YouTube, something that was obviously CGI forgeries or CGI hoaxes. And Tom DeLonge talked about it as if they were real, like saying, look, here is when like the craft goes into anti-gravity mode, and here is when they jumped into our hyperspace, and that's why, you know, the craft disappears. And Joe was like, seriously, dude? Seriously, you think this is real?
I know. And, you know, that's just really a shame, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was really, you know, like you say, if his heart was in the right place with it, it's just that's when he so could have used some real people who know what they're talking about in terms of the ufology history there on his advisory team to help him out.
Yeah, people with more, I don't know, notches in their belt, more years in the fight, you know, more scars from being fallen and getting on the feet and learn from their mistakes. Like, yeah, but who of us haven't thought that one case or one photo was genuine, and then you later learn, oh, that was actually a hoax, or that was actually, you know, some manipulation. It wasn't real. You know, we've all gone through that. You know, it's part of the learning experience in this thing.
Definitely. Well, I mean, actually, I can't think that I've ever been taken in by a photograph.
Ah, show up.
I've been pretty skeptical right from the beginning.
I think that's the right attitude. I mean, the older I've gotten, Randall, the more skeptical I have become. I notice myself, you know, that every time someone says, oh, look at this cool UFO stuff, 20 different things go through my head to try to see whether I can, like, shut it down and say, no, there's actually another explanation before jumping and say, you know what? Yeah, that's probably an unknown, you know, that's, and even then, you know, okay, that you have a photo of a UFO, and so what? You know, I mean, UFO photos and videos to me have become almost irrelevant, that they're not going to be the thing that is going to bring people to believe in the reality of this stuff. Even these, the Nimitz UFO videos, which, by the way, were one of them was circulating on the internet before the stars and before that 2017 New York Times article. They were out there. The problem is they were without any kind of context, without any kind of explanation, and before Commander Favor, the commander, the captain that was in charge of the squad of
the pilot,
before he went on the record. Because without that, without all these things, the video is almost meaningless, you know, to the layman. Like, say, okay, yeah, I see those white pixels that move in a kind of erratic way. Okay, so what does that mean? But if you have this other corroboration, and if you have the guy who says, yeah, I was on board, I saw that thing, and I don't know what it is, that's when you actually begin to build something out of it.
Absolutely. When we really start getting into that case, and you watch the interviews with Fravor, mm-hmm. it's very compelling.
Oh, sure, for sure.
It's sure, a person can say, oh, it's just a person who's telling a story. It's anecdotal evidence. And you can go with that sort of skeptical attitude about it. But on the other hand, we're talking about people's sensory perceptions. And someone with highly honed sensory perceptions, you don't get to just go and fly F-18s off aircraft carriers without having clear senses and knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And also, another interesting thing, is that in one interview, I think that was made by Jeremy Corbell, I think he managed to find one of the radar operators who was at the USS Nimitz when that incident happened to occur. There was this idea, or someone, he mentioned this person, this anonymous person, by the way, because his name has not been revealed. But Corvell says that he checked his credentials, and the credentials were the guy was who he said he was. And apparently, there is these videos that we've seen publicly, you know, the ones that were on the internet, and there's other videos of better quality that apparently were zooming in the objects, and you could see far better details of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're looking at thermal imagery mm-hmm. in the films, but you've got to know that if they've got that, imagine what else they've got that we don't know about.
You know, we'll know about many things in a moment, but we have to know about some announcements from our benefactors and more. with Miguel, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
May I remind you, we have the After the Paracast podcast, which accompanies a membership to the Paracast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, and we offer you a version of this show, premium version, right off the master tape, higher bit rate, better quality sound, free of the network ads, the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next or what guests will show up. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. That's where we explain how to sign up and everything like that. We have Red Pill Junkie joining us. We started out, of course, talking predominantly about his article for Daily Grail about the To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences. And was that effort worth it? Has it stalled? Where do we go from here? For a while, it sparked renewed interest in UFOs. But like so many things, it's supplanted by tweets or something else that's going on, or elections. Do you think now, unless something happens, Miguel, that whatever advantage we had in the UFO field to maybe get some more serious attention is wasted?
Feel that that movement or that trend that was kickstarted by To the Stars, or what kickstarted by those articles that appear on the New York Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, Politico, I honestly feel that that trend lost momentum, you know, and it came back to where we were before. Obviously, with some differences, and we learn a few things. But yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't know. I was wondering earlier today when I was thinking about what we were going to talk about here in this session. I was thinking about what would have happened if To the Stars had launched like 6 years ago or 5 years ago during the Obama administration, where things weren't as wacky as are now. Maybe they would have managed to get more of a splash back then, you know, back when we weren't expecting to find ever more outrageous stories on the news feed. You know, I feel like we're right now we're living in an age of media saturation. I was even reading how The Onion was making a joke that they're probably going to run out of business because their fake parody news cannot compete with today's news. You know, reality has trumped. Yeah, if reality has trumped satire, you know?
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. I mean, and of course, Gene, we cannot predict, or maybe some people can. I don't know. We cannot predict whether the next UFO flap will hit. You know, maybe next week there will be some kind of really big UFO sighting. And even if we don't get some kind of video out of it, you know, if enough people go and say, yeah, we saw something really, you know, significant, maybe that will get again the attention of the public on the subject. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened. And it didn't happen during the interim between the release of the New York Times article and the end or the release of that To the Stars SEC filing, you know, in September 28th, when they had to say, okay, you know, these shares that we released, they have to go out, and they're in that standstill in which in order to stay afloat, they will have to go into more debt, and probably that's only do it with more loans from Tom DeLonge's other companies, or they will have to release or offer more shares to the public. I don't know. But yeah, it's difficult to know where they'll go from here. Someone was making a tweet as, where do you see To the Stars from years, 5 years from now? I honestly only see the possibility of more books, maybe a couple of films and documentaries. Maybe they'll manage to get some kind of app for your phone in which some kind of UFO-related app. And that's about it. I mean, I don't know if maybe, or maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe Hal Puthoff will manage to find some, you know, eureka moment with their analysis of alleged alien samples, and they will say, yeah, we have something here. But whether they can capitalize on that, they can have actually find some kind of practical application for that knowledge, that remains to be seen.
Is it also possible that 5 years from now, when asked about this site and this company, people will say what?
Very possible. Very possible. That by then, people like Elizondo and Putov and all those guys decided to, you know, abandon ship. And only Delon will remain writing, trying to create more entertainment products. But his dream of creating an actual aerospace division with this cutting-edge technology will have remained a pipe dream. But like we said, you know, I mean, at least he will get kudos from a lot of people for trying.
Definitely. I mean, it's pretty easy to sit back and criticize people and for the job that they've done.
Yeah.
But they're not the ones that put up their own, you know, how many million dollars, got out there in front of the cameras, said, hey, everybody, you know, help me out here, and I think we can do something. So that's actually pretty good, regardless of the way that it turned out. We can't knock them for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, it's too bad that there aren't more people doing that.
Having raised that issue, more people, we go back to Bob Bigelow. He's worth $1 billion. And evidently, he got some government money there for his research. He's done things, but he doesn't tell you much about them. The best we get is he believes UFOs are alien, because he said that, I think, on 60 Minutes. That's about all we get from him. So I guess if he wants knowledge, it is a personal quest, and he doesn't really care about letting us in on it. But there are other billionaires. Of course, we used to have Paul Allen. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Maybe his estate will do some investing. But I wonder why people maybe haven't gotten in touch with the Gates Foundation, Bill Gates. Billions of dollars giving away. Warren Buffett is giving away billions of dollars. Is there a way to approach people like this and say, we've got this mystery, we'd like to have it solved, but it's going to cost not $1 billion. It's going to cost 10 or 20 or 50 or 100. Is this something we can interest you in to invest in?
And there are indications, Gene and Randall, that there are people out there who are independently very wealthy and who are trying to take a serious look into this enigma in order to try to see if they can actually make a profit or make some kind of application, not only in the aerospace industry, but also in biomedical sciences.
Let's do our break here with Red Pill Junkie and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad. How do you lose an election with that stat, right?
Ahead of the president's speech, patriots in the crowd shouting,
USA! 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 USA!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Speaking of investors, what about those who put money into political campaigns? Charles and David Koch, worth many billions of dollars, oil billionaires. What about people like that who traditionally have invested in political candidates with worse or better results? Would they be worth contacting on this?
Lawrence Rockefeller. I mean, yeah. Rockefeller is almost like a synonymous with money. Did he ever invest or fund some kind of UFO project, UFO program?
Well, Lawrence Rockefeller did. He paid Chris O'Brien a few thousand to do a project, so he definitely put his money where his mouth is. But, you know, that's long ago and far away. Who do we have today who do that, but also give the researcher the independence to report on what they did? Obviously, if it's Bob Bigelow, you're going to sign something, and they'll never hear from you again.
You know, in a way, really, this whole To the Stars Academy thing, in principle, it's not that bad of an idea if you look at it from the point of view of, well, look, why can't we all get together and just chip in a little bit? Like Miguel, at the beginning, you were saying, you know, this it's kind of, what does it say about the ufology community when that's all he can raise? It seems to me that everyone is so invested in their own little piece of turf that they can't unite together and say, take all those resources and put it into one single, unified, more powerful and effective organization that could really do the job. I think it's out there. There's millions of people interested. Even a few dollars could do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the problem was with To the Stars is that instead of like a Patreon system or a PayPal system, you know, the websites that say, hey, you know, you like this content, you know, is it worth for you the amount of a cup of coffee a day, you know, $5? But instead of doing that, you have to go with the initial investment of $200. And I remember a few friends of mine and I were toying with the idea of, hey, maybe we can make a money pool between us in order to raise those $200 and we can make one investment of 200 between all of us just to see, you know, what that gets us, you know, just to see what kind of inside information we get to have as investors.
Yeah.
The problem is, I guess not too many people have $200 to spare in this economy. Maybe they went lower. Maybe they had say, hey, you know, the shares are $5 and if you want, you can only buy one. But maybe the SEC didn't permit them. Maybe the SEC say, no. Otherwise, it's not a proper program. But at the end of the day, I don't know if you could call these people investors. To me, they are donors. You know, to me, the people who actually, those 2,500 people who gave money to the Stars, to me, that was more like a donation kind of system, because I don't know what are they supposed to get out of that. But maybe if he had gone with that kind of level of honesty and saying, hey, I want to reveal the truth about UFOs to the world. I have these ideas, and if you help me, maybe we can make it a reality. And I have all these people backing me up. Maybe some people will say, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, they have been such outrageous crowdsourcing campaigns on the internet just for the sake of it, you know, just for the lulz. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think that a guy who was going to make a baked potato or something, and he managed to raise like $50,000. Make one goddamn potato, excuse me. But, you know, so it goes to show that sometimes, yeah, I mean, maybe it speaks ill of ufologists or the people in the UFO community that they didn't manage to chip in more. But maybe if DeLong had organized or have designed his campaign better, he would have managed to attract more people. Maybe some people will say, yeah, why not? I'm going to give $5 to this crazy UFO guy. You know, just to see what happens, you know?
But then we got, I mean, how many hundreds of those people out there now that are doing that, right? So, So again, it's all watered down. There's no unified effort.
Yeah.
And even MUFON, the which claims to be fairly unified, at least has a board of directors and so on, they don't even really have the kind of power behind them to perform this kind of research and development. So, you know, I'm not really sure how anyone could go about doing that and make it effective. Last time you were on the show, I think we were finishing off. We got talking about, well, what do you think UFOs really are then? And we got into this idea that maybe we were just getting into it when the show was wrapping up, I think. The idea that they might actually be some sort of not necessarily interstellar craft, but from some other alternate universe or something like that, which Greg Bishop loves that idea too. And he's like one of those people who says, well, no, who needs a big central organized, it's a bureaucracy or organization. It's better if people go at it as individuals anyway. So I guess.
Oh, speaking of which, I want to give a shout out to, because of you guys, because of that appearance on the podcast, I managed to meet a really fascinating person in the UK, Charles Topham, who is an individual that you might want to have on the podcast at some point, Gene. He's a guy who was involved in some psychic circles in which they were getting apports. You know, remember that, Randall, that we were talking about the possibility that maybe the UFO phenomenon is connected to psychic phenomena like apports.
Right.
And this guy was in a group that in the 90s, they were getting all sorts of apports, you know, jewels, and they were getting like a tarot card and a photograph. And this is something that really fascinates me, because if you can accept the idea that a group of five people in some way managed to tap into some kind of energy that can manifest something like a little crystal that appears out of nowhere under their table, is it too much of a leap of a concept to going from that to saying, yeah, okay, then also a 200-foot metallic craft can also appear out of nowhere, and we call that a UFO.
Yeah, I think it might be a little a little much.
Why? But... I mean, we're talking about energy here, man. We're talking about, you know, I mean, if the intention of five people can bring about, you know, a little, you know, coin or a tooth or something like that,
but you know, really...
what about the intention of 10,000 people?
See, I think when we get into that sort of thing, then we're making assumptions about what's going on.
I know. I understand, and people who are listening to this, do you understand that I'm here in high speculation mode. However, I feel that ufology could benefit a lot for looking into all these other avenues as well.
Oh, definitely. Because, you see, like I always say, it's not that I don't believe that strange phenomena happen. I do. I've experienced plenty of it myself. So it's entirely possible that a number of these stories, like the ones you're describing, actually happened. What I would question is, what is it that the people who took part in the experiment, or whatever you want to call it, actually believe happened, and what were they expecting to happen? In other words, they have it set up in such a way that they believe that it is their mind power that is actually manifesting or materializing something out of the nether into our particular reality.
Before we go into other realities, we have something else that needs to manifest itself for a few minutes. And then we'll be back with our final segment with Red Pill Junkie, with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, Randall, bring the reality on. Go ahead, please.
However, like we were saying just before the break there, just because they get the result they're expecting based on the belief they have doesn't mean that the cause of the phenomena is actually the belief that they have.
That's a good, point. I mean, these people that we're talking about, this is definitely a subject for an entire show. There were people who were different backgrounds in the United Kingdom, and Charles, for example, had also some kind of background in ritual magic, and also with the spiritualist church, which is something that has a bigger influence in England than in countries like, for example, the United States or here in Mexico. The way that they were performing these experiments is, you know, so very informally, a group of friends who were gathering together late at night in Charles's kitchen in a very, you know, old rural farm, or rural house in the English countryside. And they were trying to, like, they tried to, at first, they apparently got in touch with some kind of entity that they call, or they call itself Addy. It was like their control, and Addy at first appeared to them as the spirit of a 19th century child, a girl that had died in that house or whatever. So it was a discarnate spirit. Charles says that later this entity started to change. You know, it became more cunning, more intelligent. And she definitely wasn't willing to be manipulated by them. You know, so what I'm saying here is that to them, to the people who were participating in this, it seemed to be something that had a mind of its own. You know, for whatever that means. And obviously, here one should recall the famous Philip experiment, in which the people who were participating in that, they created out of thin air. You know, they completely fabricated the story of a ghost. But then they could use that in order to actually manifest actual psychic phenomena. So, yeah, this idea of whether their expectations dictate the results and whether what they are interpreting is the actual explanation of what they are observing, yeah, it's the big conundrum, isn't it? You know, the same thing that people who were in touch with the Space Brothers or whatever, and they were absolutely certain that they were in contact with, I don't know, Ashtar, or with, I don't know, so many weird names that were used, right, back in those days. You could see, well, maybe it's their own subconscious that is deluding themselves. Sure. But what is interesting to me in this case is that for whatever purposes, their methods worked, because they were actually getting actual results. They were getting physical objects materializing below their table. And sometimes it was something that it was expressly asked to Adi, you know, like, Adi, you know, maybe can we have a crystal? And, you know, they were communicating through a Ouija board. And we said, what kind of crystals do you, what kind of color do you want? Do you want some kind of gold in it or what kind of color? And someone said, oh, what about a green color like the scarf that, I don't know, Susan's wearing? After they finished, some kind of like crystal would appear with the ghost characteristics. So that to me is something that I'm finding fascinating, and I openly question, could that have some kind of correlation with the UFO phenomenon, especially when someone like Jacques Vallée comes and he says, after analyzing these samples that are purported of alien origin or that were slag that came out of a flying saucer, and we analyze the isotopic ratios, and we discover that it seems that these materials were re-engineered at the molecular level for whatever purpose. And when I ask him, does that mean that we are dealing with some kind of intelligence that is capable of turning energy into matter and vice versa? And he said, yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. When I hear that from a reported scientist, he's using cutting-edge tools to analyze these things, and I see also these experiments with psychics that have been going on since the 19th century, to me it's almost irresistible not to try to make some kind of correlation. So say, maybe this has something to do with this other thing.
I think you make a really good point there, and I do that anyway. I'm a ufologist, so I try to look at the connections. Well, okay, here we have a certain kind of phenomena. How could some sort of advanced technology explain it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we assume already that some sort of alien craft exists, we don't know necessarily where they come from, but they seem to be beyond our ability to recreate them. They can do things that we're not that good at yet. Like they can make themselves invisible. They appear to defy gravity. Mm-hmm. They appear to change shape.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do all of those things, then what's preventing them from doing some sort of clandestine study on people who are interested in the paranormal or UFOs or whatever it is, just to see what they might think of them materializing some sort of, like you say, a crystal or a coin or something else in this environment that they're studying, just to see the reaction of the people? Now, the people think, oh, it's our brains. Our minds are so powerful that we've manifested this. But if you get outside that bubble and you look and you think of yourself, put yourself in, say, a clandestine alien studying that behavior, then they're saying, oh, look, they're falling for it. They believe that their minds have created this thing that we just made appear in front of them because they can do that, right? So if they can make things levitate, they can surreptitiously insert something that's invisible to the people and then make it become apparent. All of these things are explainable if you give a clandestine third party enough technology and power to be able to control that situation without the people involved knowing they're there.
Well,
it explains it all. Every bit of it.
It's an interpretation I cannot discount, obviously. And also I have to point out that the people in this group, in Charles himself, they were not saying, oh, yeah, it's because we're so psychically powerful that we can do this. I don't think they were actually making those assumptions. They were just running with it, you know, and their attitude was very nonchalantly. He actually shared with me a recording of one of those sessions in which you can listen to them laughing and being giddy about it. And I actually suspect that that attitude of not taking themselves too seriously was one of the reasons why they managed to get such good results. The thing that I wanted to point out is that consciousness is something that we should take a harder look into this phenomenon. It could be the connecting tissue between this and other unexplained phenomena.
Miguel, would you tell our listeners if they want to find more of the stuff you do, where do they go?
The first place you should look at is the Daily Grail, www.dailygrail.com. It's one of the best websites out there that deals with this kind of information run by Greg Taylor. I'm one of the contributors. I also contribute to Mysterious Universe. They also have a cadre of wonderful, wonderful writers making excellent content for them. Nick Redfern, Mike Hanks, Robbie Graham, many others. So I also have a personal website that is kind of like a place where I highlight other stuff I do. It's absurdbydesign.com, where you can find links to articles and also mainly examples of art commissions that I get to do occasionally.
And by the way, he also did our YouTube channel front page. You can also find us on Twitter. If you look for the Paracast, look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for the Paracast Plus, where we offer a version of this show free of the network ads with the After the Paracast podcast, all in a simple package. The cost as little as $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month, $49.99 a year, and for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, we give you free stuff. And one more thing, Red Pill Junkie will be this week's guest on After the Paracast to continue this discussion. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. As always, we enjoy Red Pill Junkie. Thank you, my friend, for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
Featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.